homeless students may be hiding in plain sight. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stacy Havlick, assistant professor in the Department of Education and Counseling at Villanova University, explores how schools can support such students in their time of need.
1.2 million students are experiencing homelessness while enrolled in school from kindergarten through 12th grade. As such, homelessness is a pervasive issue that impacts schools across the country. Schools must therefore be prepared to address the barriers faced by this population of students. This begins by establishing a firm understanding of the definitions of homelessness and the remedies required under the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act. It also necessitates public recognition of the need to support and strengthen the role of school counselors as the first line of defense for students who are homeless. McKinney-Vento was written to remove the barriers faced by students experiencing homelessness related to their success, enrollment, and attendance in school. It defines homeless individuals as those who lack a fixed and regular nighttime residence, and includes those who are living with others due to loss of housing, or those living in shelters or other locations, such as motels, trailer parks, or campgrounds, because they lack alternate housing. The impact of homelessness varies greatly depending upon student circumstances. However, generally speaking, students experiencing homelessness face higher levels of emotional distress, challenges in attending school, difficulty maintaining friendships while at school, a lack of necessary privacy, and limited access to basic needs such as food, clothing, and safe shelter. McKinney-Vento attempts to address the issues faced by students experiencing homelessness by supporting their consistent attendance through allowing them to enroll in school immediately without required paperwork and requiring that students have transportation to their current school even if they move out of the district. It also makes funding available for additional supported programming. Through a collaborative approach, school personnel can support students' academic and emotional needs. By partnering with community agencies and developing programming such as tutoring or mentoring, providing short-term counseling, and tailored academic advisement, schools can provide an environment that nurtures the success of students experiencing homelessness.
That was Stacy Havlick of Villanova University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.